This is Passport to Texas. The way wild game and fish taste depends greatly on what happens in the field as well as in the kitchen.
It's really up to the hunter to take care of the meat. It's all about how it's harvested and dressed and how it's preserved and stored.
Chef Lisa Freeman, executive chef for NASCAR and a hunter, specializes in cooking wild game. She was in Texas earlier this year demonstrating wild game cookery with olive oil at Central Market Cooking Schools.
I would say that you have your game meat first, and that's the most important part of your dish to make sure your recipe is going to turn out. And then the next would be the olive oil. It's definitely a foundation for a great recipe. The flavors and the oils will complement your dish and help you achieve great success.
Central Market Cooking Schools, in partnership with Texas Parks and Wildlife, are offering wild game and fish cookery classes as a way to reach out to home cooks who care about where their food comes from.
It's truly organic meat, and it's got so many benefits. If it's cooked properly, it should be a fantastic meal.
We'll post information about upcoming game and fish cooking classes on the Texas Parks and Wildlife Facebook page as it becomes available. We record our series at the Blockhouse in Austin, Texas, and Joel Block engineers our program. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and is funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.